Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our big guests with us. Just tremendous what he's done and what the church has done. Chris Radlitz, the Family Service Director for the Catholic Cemeteries Association of the Archdiocese of Hartford. And I remember when you came in here and you started with us, and unbelievable how it's just taken off.
Well, good morning, Brad. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, morning, Chris. Yeah,
it's been a great blessing to be able to reach as many people as we reach through your radio show. So it's been great for us to get our message out, and we think it's been a great help to the families of the Archdiocese.
You know, now February, the month of February, only you are, and this is not a misprint, you are offering 10% discount for the grave. That's February only that we are offering, and also the mausoleum crypts. Additionally, prices are increasing in March. Just explain this a little bit.
Yeah, so we have, as you know, the way the world works, everything seems to be going up in prices continuously. So in March, we're going to have to increase our prices. But before we did, we wanted to offer the families of the Archdiocese an opportunity to gain a little bit of savings. So during the entire month of February, if you come into any one of our 30 cemeteries and make a purchase of a mausoleum, crypt, or grave, you'll receive a full 10% discount on that.
Wow.
And again, this is something that folks, you know, again, Chris, we've talked about this. A lot of folks don't necessarily like to plan ahead, but they need to be told that these expenses in the world we live in do occur. They are necessary to take care of for loved ones and family. So, you know, why not think right now of what the needs will be? Doesn't mean it's going to happen in a year or 2 years, 5 years or 10 years. But, you know, a day or two of work and a meeting with you folks and some money up front now can just put one of life's necessities at ease and get it done.
I mean, that's probably the perfect way to express it, Paul. Mm-hmm. I will say this, that if you come in and you make this purchase, you have the opportunity to talk with a family service advisor. Mm-hmm. You get to know this individual. They're extremely well-trained, very sympathetic. They'll be able to take you through the process and really do a good job of educating you so you know all of your options that are available. And one great benefit of the planning, advanced planning process is that, let's say you do make a purchase, yeah, and, you know, fortunately you don't need it for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've probably saved yourself 100 to 200% on the cost.
Sure, because of what it's going to cost when space becomes tight and things like that.
Well,
yeah,
in 20 to 30 years, everything, yeah, is going to more than double or possibly,
yeah,
triple in,
yeah,
price. So from a financial standpoint, it's a pretty smart move for people. And I think that one of the biggest benefits is that it's a great burden that you relieve your,
yes,
family of.
This is not one of those things that you want to have, especially, and look, let's go down to brass tacks here. If you are in declining health and you see the end is coming over years and years, that's one thing. There's time to plan. But as you get up there, you know, you should sit back and say to yourself, well, what if, look, what would happen if I went suddenly, or I got into a car accident, or I got hit by a bus today? You know, in those times, you know, when your family or loved ones or friends would be shocked, this is just one more thing they would not have to worry about during the grieving process.
And, you know, I never want to make light of the process, but one, mm-hmm, one of my little jokes is, you know, if I happen to wake up dead one day,
yeah,
you know, how's my family going to be able to,
well,
take,
yeah,
care of things?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, February has always been one of my favorite months because it's my birthday month. Now, the 15th of February, I think it's tremendous. That's a Friday that you're going to be at St. Augustine's at 10 Canfield Avenue. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Then you've got something else at the St. Monica's Church. You've got another one at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Explain these. I think this is tremendous what you're doing in February, really.
So actually, February is the month that we kick off the year's worth of Dignity of Life seminars that we've talked about in the past.
Yes.
So the Dignity of Life seminar is a furtherance of our desire to help educate families in the process of planning for the future. So the Dignity of Life series brings together people from the Cemetery Association, funeral directors, elder care attorneys, probate judges, and we bring families in and basically give them a 15 to 20-minute presentation each of those areas. They are allowed to ask
it's
any
tremendous.
Questions
it's
that they
tremendous.
Want. There's a nice array of food out for them to be able to, you know, get a little nourishment while they're listening and get your questions answered. It's a very non-threatening. It's a comfortable environment. We usually do it at churches. We do it at senior centers. So the most recent ones coming up are going to be February 15th at St. Augustine Church, which is, as you said, 10 Camfield Avenue in Hartford. There's a presentation at 2 o'clock and then another one at 6 o'clock in the evening. Also on February 20th at St. Monica's Church, which is at 1331 Middletown Ave in Northford, Connecticut, there's going to be a presentation at 2 o'clock and another one at 6. And then the third one that you mentioned is Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is at 109 Goodwill Avenue in Meriden. And those presentations are going to be at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. So there's a lot more presentations planned. I would urge your listeners to go to our website, which is www.ccacem.org, and click on the events page, and you'll be able to see the entire list. There's 20 or 30 of them that have been set up so far, and there's probably going to be more set up before the year is over. So this is an opportunity for them to just call us, let us know they're coming. We try and hope that people will RSVP so we can plan for the food. But let us know that you're going to come, and it's a great opportunity to really get important questions answered in an environment that's purely educational and something that most families we've received very, very positive feedback.
And you also mentioned there, Chris, a little bit on the probate process that's going to be covered in these forums and these presentations. That's something folks really have to learn about because, you know, that's something that every attorney I've spoken with and the attorneys that have handled stuff for my families have always said you want to stay away from probate and make sure you have the proper documentation, wills and everything like that, powers of attorney, medical order. God bless the probate judges in this state, the probate court system, but that can be a jungle unto itself.
Well, you know, that's a really, really good point to make, Paul, and there's a couple of things about it. We've done so many of these seminars, so I've heard so many judges and attorneys speak, and one of the things they'll tell you is, first, everybody's afraid of probate. Mm-hmm. If they plan properly, they don't need anything to be afraid of.
Yeah.
But the one thing they do say is that the only way you avoid probate is, A, have no assets, or B, don't die.
Yeah.
So you're always going to have some kind of probate.
Yeah, or at least have the documentation to handle it properly.
But as long as you've planned in advance, it's going to be a smooth process.
Yeah.
And one of the things that people don't realize in the state of Connecticut, there used to be a probate court in almost every jurisdiction.
That's right. They've consolidated now.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
Yeah.
So now they've taken one court may handle 12 cities or 7 towns.
Yeah.
And that increases the length
the wait
of
time.
Probate for people. So the more that you have your pre-planning done, the more that you've met with the proper experts, gotten everything taken care of in advance, it's going to be a much smoother and easier process for you and your family.
Talking with Chris Radlitz, Family Service Director for the Catholic Seminaries Association of the Archdiocese of Hartford. He's been with us here in the morning for a long time, and I'll never forget the day that we were talking about how close we are to the big cemetery, which is right across the street.
Yep.
And there is the cemetery, and I just said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do a live broadcast right from there? And I know that you're working on that.
Well, I think one of the things that would be really appropriate might be a Memorial Day broadcast somewhere right
there. You go, yep.
So we'll be tremendous
we'll
with the veterans,
and
the whole. Oh, It would be fabulous.
Get that taken care of.
Chris, we should also mention that it says here you are actually looking for some family service advisors in the Archdiocese. So you folks are hiring.
Yeah, one of the great blessings that we've experienced is that the program has been so successful. Families have been so thankful that we really need to add more service advisors because of the amount of people that come in to visit with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want people to have to wait or not be able to be taken care of in a timely fashion. So consequently, we are looking for people, especially up here in the Bloomfield area and the Waterbury area. So if any of your listeners are...
What kind of background are you looking for with that, Chris, and how can they contact you?
Well, I think if someone has a college degree and has a caring and empathetic personality and isn't afraid to speak to people, then we would love to be able to talk to them and see if they'd be a good fit for the organization.
Tremendous. Maybe somebody who has a law or a finance degree or something like that, or who's good at organization, mapping things out.
Well, I think that any level of experience that you have in those areas is going to be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the most important aspect is truly being able to listen and being able to empathize with what families are going through.
Okay.
So again, I know I mention it every time I see you, but I'm glad to hear you say that we're going to have something in the works. I just think nobody has ever done this, but I just have some ideas, and I think it would be, seeing that we're so involved now with what you're doing and how it was a hit, I think it just could be tremendous around the dates that you're talking about.
Well, I would be more than willing and interested to do anything that we can to help further what the mission is and what we're trying to accomplish with families and helping them pre-plan and relieve the burden that could be left on their families. So if there's something that we can do that's going to enhance that, you know that I'm all for it.
All right, the phone number, 800-505-0080, 800-505-0080. The website, ccacem.org. Month of February, 10% discounts on graves and mausoleum crypts.
Boy, that's tremendous. That is always great to see you.
Thanks,
Same
Chris.
Here. Thanks so much for inviting me in.
No problem. Absolutely.